Okay, we're now recording for the May 15th, 2018 council meeting.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thank you, Claudine. We'll now call the meeting to order. Somebody adopt the agenda?
So moved.
By Councilor Barton, seconded by Deputy Mayor Lamb.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And we have no delegations for this evening. But I would like to have it on record that I want to congratulate my grandson, who just received the Premier's Athletic Award. And I'm so proud of him that I wanted to mention it here tonight.
Here, as Mitchell, right?
As Mitchell, yeah. So Mitchell won the Premier's Athletic Award, among others, quite a few different sports. But anyway, I was proud of him, so, and I showed. Somebody adopt the minutes?
Someone.
By Councilor Bartlett? Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lahan. Yeah. All in favor?
There was one change, that there was a break in the wording, so none of the wording changed, it was just a line was down one line, so that's been fixed.
Okay. There's no difference to the motion. The motion we made the same, just the space between them. Okay, we have our town manager's report.
Have they devoted?
We voted.
Kind of.
No.
Kind
of. All in favor?
Aye.
Contemplated? Carried.
You've never heard of you too.
Yes.
Okay, and this is town manager report for May 15th, 2018. It's got three items on the agenda. They're all pretty good news items, I suppose. First is about the Wooden Boat Museum boat building workshop that's being done down in the, in the cove, in Portugal Cove, down below in the old fish plant. That workshop is now on the way. I thought I'd just mention it because the amount of publicity it is receiving is well beyond all of our expectation. It was on the front page of the Telegram this morning. It was on CBC National Morning News all morning, live feeds every hour. And it's again on CBC here now this evening. So it's getting quite a bit of attention for its uniqueness in promoting voting heritage. So. Now, I'd like to say that there are still some day registration spots available for $75 per day for the rest of the week if anyone is interested in taking part of this significant cultural opportunity, and the town's recreation department can take registration. Then, speaking of registration, I have down here a day camp registration problems. This morning, we had some technical difficulties with our online registration program shortly after opening up for registration of the summer camps. We had lots and lots of calls here this morning, people having difficulties with that. But due to the problems with the registration of the limited number of highly sought positions, we decided to refund those who managed to find their way through the problems and open it up again to everyone at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, May 24th, so that all have equal and fair chance of obtaining these spots, which are again quite coveted. So we want to make this fair as everyone to get on there. We are working with the software provider to resolve the issues, and of course we apologize for the problems that this technical difficulty has caused anyone who is trying to register this morning. And finally, another piece of good news is the Municipal World article. It's one that everyone know that we have some more positive publicity as a result of the recent level of service review that we had undertaken and is currently being finalized. The first of two part series on this unique project and methodology is being highlighted in the June edition of Municipal World magazine. I guess the second part of that will be in the July edition. And this Municipal World magazine is a nationally distributed publication and is basically has a wide distribution through all the municipalities in Canada. So it's it'll get quite a bit of coverage about the way that we've undertaken this project, which again is quite unique, and that's the reason why it's been highlighted in the article. which is a good, good news that's coming out of that this evening.
For sure.
That's all I have for this evening, unless I have any questions from councilors.
No. Okay, we'll move to our committee meetings, and Councilor Hardy with Planning and Development.
Thank you, Your Worship. Planning and Development Committee met on May the 8th, 2018, with yours truly as chair, Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham, Councilor Johnny Hanlon for items 1 to 3, 5 to 9, and 12 to 22. Ashley McKinnon was there as planning technician, and Holly Dufford as planning technologist. Also in attendance were Chris Milley, town manager slash engineer, two representatives of Blivet System, item 8, and two property owners, item 6, and three property owners, item 9. Item number 1, Civic number 1614 to 1616 Portugal Cove Road, a business. The preamble to this is very important. Prior to reaching the recommendation below, the committee had many lengthy discussions regarding this application to change the use of an existing building at Civic 1614 to 1616 Portugal Cove Road from residential to commercial, and the establishment of a convenience store, specialty shop, humidity-controlled products. These discussions were primarily focused around access to the property from Portugal Cove Road, work related to upgrading the access within a recognized flood risk area, and the potential request of municipal approval for the sale of cannabis from the building once non-medical use becomes legalized provincially and nationally. The committee's concern about the proposed access is regarding its proximity to the existing Drover Heights intersection, the location of the nearby Canada Post mailboxes, and existing accesses to other surrounding businesses. As Portugal Cove Road is under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation and Works, commercial access approval from the department will be required to be submitted to the town prior to the issuance of any permits. In addition, the town would forward correspondence directly to the Transportation and Works Department expressing concerns so that they may be considered during the process of the commercial access application. In accordance with the town's development regulations, the access must maintain a minimum width of 6 meters from the street to the parking area. Work required to widen the access will be completed with an identified flood risk within an identified flood risk area. Any proposals for work within these areas require approval from Water Resources Management Division of the Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment. A copy of the permit from the Water Resources Management Division must be submitted to the town prior to the issuance of any permits from the town. Lastly, this applicant and location are identified on the Cannabis NL website as being selected to begin the next phase of the application process to become a licensed cannabis retailer in Portugal Cove, St. Phillips. The application currently under consideration does not include sale of cannabis. As the applicant works through the licensing process, guided by the Newfoundland Labrador Liquor Corporation, council will be provided with the opportunity to make any comments they may have on the proposal to sell cannabis from this location. In consideration of the above, the committee makes the following recommendation. The motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to change the use of an existing building from residential to commercial and the establishment of a convenience store, business, specialty shop, humidity-controlled products at Civic 1614 to 1616 Portugal Cove Road be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Second
by Deputy Mayor Laham. Any questions?
This is only the approval of a store.
Yes,
it has
correct.
Nothing to do with
whatsoever with the sale of cannabis.
Okay. And that issue.
The intent for sale of cannabis is further down the road, that will be dealt with further down the road.
Okay, fair enough.
I do have something I would mind adding. Information came in today. Is that apparently they've already been looking into the access with TW, and it looks like they are not going to be able to get approval from TW. So they have already come in and look to change their application to get access off of
Drover Heights.
So they'll be coming back to the next time. It wouldn't change the impact of this approval. It'll change the impact of what they're providing in terms of approvals to get access, because the approval in that particular case would have to come from our own Public Works Department rather than TW. So.
Very good.
just means that people won't be needing to contact a TW with respect to access issues. But
yeah.
All of those things apply.
So our regulations for the distance to the stop sign from the Drover Heights entrance, all that would be under our control then?
Yes.
Okay. Any further? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minus? Carried.
Item number two, Civic number 53 to 57, Hogan's Pond Road, dwelling extension. The motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to construct a dwelling extension at Civic number 53 to 57, Hogan's Pond Road, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table of report. So moved.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councillor Bartlett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Minded, carried.
Item number three, Civic number 31 to 51, Hogan's Pond Road, wetland delineation. The committee recommends that the request to redefine the wetland at Civic number 31 to 51, Hogan's Pond Road, be refused in accordance with correspondence received from the Town's Advisory Committee on the Environment. And that's so moved.
Second.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lahan. Any discussion?
I'd just like to say that the Town's Advisory on the Committee, Advisory Committee on the Environment, did yeoman work on this, and the information that they came forward was very helpful in making this motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Item number four, the path off Round Pond Road. The committee discussed the path off Round Pond Road and why access to Round Pond Road via this path has been closed off by a fence. This item was referred from the Public Works Committee at the May 1st, 2018 council meeting. Staff advised that they have completed research regarding both the property and the path with no evidence to suggest that the path is located upon public land. If a thorough history of the property that is affected by this path is desired, the services of a professional title searcher and or lawyer should be obtained. Items submitted for information only. Items number 5 through 22 are other items that were listed on the committee's meeting and discussed, and detailed information regarding those items can be found in Appendix A of the tabled report. Permits issued. There were 16 permits issued from April 20th to May 3rd, 2018, as per the Appendix A of the tabled report. And, Your Worship, that ends my report.
Thank you very much. Recreation, Community Services, there was no meeting this week. As you can see, our counselors are on holidays, so there was no meeting. All of them were on the same committee, so we'll move on to Councillor Barker with Public Works.
Thank you, Mayor McDonald. Public Works, we met May 9th. In attendance was myself, Chair, Deputy Mayor Lahan, Councillor Harding, staff is Linda Newhook, Public Works Coordinator, Chris Milley, Town Manager, Engineer, and item number one. Quote, pressure-reducing valve maintenance parts. Quotes from two suppliers were presented to committee for consideration of purchasing parts which are required to perform maintenance on pressure-reducing valves at Dogberry Hill Road, two for Thorburn Road, and one for Nice Lane. Recommendation for this budgeted item is to proceed with the lowest quoted supplier. Motion reads as follows. Committee recommends that the purchase of pressure-reducing valve maintenance parts for Molesley at a cost of $11,647.70 plus HST be approved. So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Councillor Harding. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried.
Item number two is residential feedback received. Recycling placement. Comments received from resident with respect to placement of recycling bags. The waste management regulations remain under review. Therefore, no changes to the recycling program will be made at this time. However, the points received will be taken into consideration during the review. 2B, Netherwood light poles. Correspondence received from a resident of Netherwood Street questioning the placement of new light poles and lights. Confirmation provided that an existing light installed in the area was not a part of the plan and may be removed. Placement of the new poles and lights by Newfoundland Power are a continuation of the development plan for that area at no cost to the town. C, pedestrian walkway, Portugal Cove. Question received from residents wondering if the sorry, question received from resident wondering if the white lines and green walkway would be repainted on the Portugal Cove Road pedestrian walkway. Committee agrees to ensure the white lines are reinstated to provide a visual separation for vehicle traffic. However, the product used for the colored section of the walkway is under review for sustainability and effectiveness. D. Newbury Street. Correspondence was received from resident requesting closure of the connection between Newbury Street and Indian Mill Line. A formal response will be provided to the resident once staff has had an opportunity to review. Item E, Brookside Place. Comments received from a resident that a dilapidated structure located at the end of Brookside Place is being vandalized and causing concern for neighbors. Public Works will assess the area and determine if within the street reservation, if any action is required from Air Division. Item number three, road and stormwater issues. Portugal Cove Cross Culvert. The town has not heard from Transportation and Works to schedule an on-site visit with one of their engineers for the purpose of determining an outcome for this resolution. The town manager will make contact with Transportation and Works directly. Item number four, 27 Emberleys Road. As per committee report, December 13, 2017, staff agreed to obtain quotes for installation of a fence and cost to change the embankment slope adjacent to 27 Emberleys Road. Once quotes are received, items will be brought back to the committee for review and approval. Item number five, animal control door knockers. A question was presented as to why the door knockers left by the shared animal control officer only identify the town of Torbay. Staff committed to review this and come up with an amicable solution. And there ends the public works report.
If you don't mind, I just like to add, with respect to number three, road and stormwater, she said that I will be making contact with Transportation Works directly. I managed to get in contact with them today, so at the next committee meeting I'll be able to give a deeper report on it. So we are discussing a number of items that we had to talk about, including this one.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Emberleys Road, too, I'd like to add that the person living at that address notified me that the measurements were done yesterday.
Good.
Things are moving.
Good. Okay, Economic Development, Marketing, Communication, and Tourism. There was no meeting held this week, so we have no report. Protective Services, there was a meeting, and I think, Councillor Barclays can read that report.
Thank you, Mayor McDonald, again. Protective Services met on Tuesday, May 8th. In attendance was Councillor Hanlon, who was the committee chair, Councillor Neri, myself, Heather Coghlan, employee and public relations administrator, Fred Holla, co-chief, volunteer fire department, Peter Morey, commissioners of Newfoundland and Labrador. Item number one. Item number one is commissioners, municipal enforcement. The municipal enforcement officer offered the following update on activity since the last committee meeting. Dogberry Hill Road complained of speeding near Crosslink Road. Children waiting for the bus in the area is a major concern. Information has been sent to the RNC for increased patrols during peak busing time. Civic numbering assessments have started. MEO is attempting to ensure as little disruption to homeowners as possible by completing as many as possible prior to midnight. Met with Animal Control Officer and Public Works Coordinator to establish some protocols for evidence collection and ongoing roaming dogs complaint. ACO will issue tickets for witnessed activity of roaming dogs. Municipal Enforcement Officer has been attending animal control training and will have ticketing ability once training is complete. That is good news. Garbage dumped on the roadside of the Balling Line Extension was reported to the Public Works Department. Municipal Enforcement Officer vehicle has been updated with the sign Municipal Enforcement markings for greater visibility throughout the community. And the Municipal Enforcement Officer participated in Municipal Awareness Day with the grade 4 students from Beachy Cove School. Some ongoing issues are traffic monitoring on Blagden Hill and Newbury Street and traffic regulations. Reports of safety concerns in the area of Brookside Place are being investigated, and Municipal Enforcement will increase patrols. The Fire Department has also been notified. Municipal Enforcement will make contact with the complainant immediately. Municipal Enforcement Officer met the Town Manager of Portugal Cove St. Phillips and the CAO of Torbay for an annual review and discuss the possibility of changing up the shifts and patrols for greater coverage. Item number two, fire and emergency services updates, activity since last committee meeting. Four responses. One was a wire down, one was a brush fire, and there were two residential alarm bells. Training, April 30th, practical smokehouse, fire attack exercises at the training grounds. May 7th, module one of the road to mental readiness, R2MR training. A Mental Health Commission of Canada program is currently being utilized by many regional fire departments. Other activities, assisted the Beachy Cove Elementary School by washing down the parking lot crosswalk in preparation for painting on April 26th, fire department officers and general meeting on April 26th, forest fire season and associated permitting requirements communique was forwarded to all members of council, directors, and some members of staff on April 26th. Provincial forest fire season began May 1st, which means residents wishing to burn will need a provincial permit from Paddy's Pond before they apply for a town permit. Reminders were also posted to the town website and placed in the latest edition of the Tickle newsletter. Portugal Cove St. Phillips hosted Pooch Cove Fire Department at the training grounds on May 6th for an opportunity for their members to get some time in the smokehouse prior to fire school. Fire Department participated in Municipal Awareness Day activities at the Town Hall on May 8th. The Chiefs are continuing to research beach signage, and more information will be brought back to the committee at a later date. Item number three, Safe PCSP. The committee received correspondence from Norma Reed of Safe PCSP, which has been tabled as incoming correspondence. A response is being prepared and will be sent on behalf of the committee. Item number four, feeding wildlife regulations. The committee has requested the town manager to research best practices in the development of a feeding wildlife regulation. Further information will be brought back to the committee when available. And there ends the report.
Thank you, Councillor Barber.
You're welcome.
One question on the report there. Once the municipal enforcement officer gets ticketing training and ticketing ability for animal control, does that mean we don't need Torbay to do it anymore?
No, but that we're actually providing assistance to them. What Torbay is mostly providing is actually the location of the vehicles, because we don't have vehicles equipped to carry the animals, and we don't have the facilities to keep the animals.
Okay.
So it's more to do with the care of the animals and initial response, but we can we'll be involved, I guess, in the longer term.
Yeah, so it's really to pick up and hold.
That's mostly what our arrangements. They're only the patrol part during the day, so they have 5 hours worth of work contracted out in the town that involves patrols and any other activities that involve it.
I have one other thing. It's the second item there on under commissioners, municipal enforcement. I may be brain dead tonight, which is not unusual, but civic numbering assessments have started. Municipal enforcement officers attempting to ensure as little disruption to homeowners as possible by completing as many as possible prior to midnight. What do you mean?
All right. In our last
Shining light.
Yeah.
The what?
Spotlight and light.
Oh, okay.
It was actually identified in our last newsletter, where we're going by certain streets, actually all streets, before July 1st, and to make sure that they're accessible by or visible by either the panels or fire departments. They're instructed to stop at the entrance to people's driveways and look towards the front door of the house in the location where they're supposed to be located, and shine a spotlight.
Make
to
sure
see
the numbers
are clearly visible. Yes.
Okay. And any further questions? No? Okay, Deputy Mayor Lamb, Administration and Finance.
Thank you, Your Worship. Administration and Finance Committee met on May 8, 2018. In attendance was myself, Councillor Harding, Chris Milley, Town Manager, Engineer, Tony Powell, Director of Finance Operations, Town Clerk, Claudia Murray, Deputy Town Clerk. Item number one, accounts for payment. Committee recommends Council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $10,798.05 and capital accounts in the amount of $94,722.14 for a total of $105,520.19. So moved.
Second by Councillor Bartlett. Any questions? No? All in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Councillor
Excuse me. Item number two, correspondence, cannabis circular. On May 2nd, 2018, the committee received a circular pertaining to recreational cannabis production from the Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment. This item is for information only. Item three, correspondence for water and sewer tax relief request. On May 3rd, 2018, the committee received a letter concerning a request from a resident to be absolved from paying water and sewer taxes. The town will reply in a letter to the resident. Item four, correspondence, permit and licensing fees relief request. On April 30th, 2017, the committee received a letter from Youth Ventures, must be 2018.
It is.
The committee received a letter from Youth Ventures requesting support for the program and these young entrepreneurs from age 12 to 29 wanting to start up and run their own summer businesses. Excuse me. Motion. Committee recommends that council waive the fees for permits and licenses from May 1st to September 1st, 2018 in support of these young entrepreneurs in the Youth Ventures program. So moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Bartlett. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Carried.
Item number five, tax recovery plan. 2018 tax receivable summary and the tax recovery plan was discussed with committee. Motion. Committee recommends that the tax recovery plan for 2018 be adopted and forwarded to the province. So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Councillor Harding. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
And item number six, Drover Heights Water and Sewer Project. On Monday, April 30th, the residents of Drover Heights decided to support proceeding with the Water and Sewer Project in that area under the terms presented to them. The committee will formalize the project with the Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment. Motion. The committee recommends the council proceed with the Drover Heights Water and Sewer Installation Project and send a letter to the Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment advising of our intentions. So moved.
Second.
Second by Councillor Hearn. They both did so.
Cool.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Councillor Hearn. Carried.
And that's the end of our report, Your Worship.
Thank you. And there's some correspondence which have been referred to the appropriate departments, and nothing to most of them have been in the other report. So is there any unfinished business or any new business?
I have a couple of things, Your Worship. Okay. Just want to give official knowledge or acknowledgement to the students and teachers in our community for the Rainbow Sidewalk project that they did. God love them. And for the Relay for Life that they did. Got great coverage on social media, and it shows wonderful leadership by our teachers and wonderful community outreach by our students. So I just want to put kudos out there for that. We get some great people, and they start at a very young age in our town. Also, I want to acknowledge that one of our citizens, related to our mayor, just received the Order of Canada, which is a huge accomplishment, and the public service and the community outreach that Joyce Churchill has done in our community was recognized locally and provincially for a long time, and now national recognition is great. On that, I'd like to make a motion that we have a nice commemorative award from the town for Mrs. Churchill done up, if possible.
I should have moved out for that.
unless
we're going to put a check with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a few sandwiches or something.
No, it was a great honor to be with her to receive her award. So, thank you.
Okay, so we get a second from.
We get a second from Jeff. We have a vote or discuss first.
Oh, wonderful idea.
Okay, we're just looking for the.
Do we need a motion?
Does that need to be a motion though?
It will.
That's ours to do it.
Yeah.
He seconded.
Yep, okay.
Aye.
I can't do anything.
And Mayor McDonald, just to follow up what Councillor Harding said about the Brookside Relay for Life, that went down on Thursday from 6 to 10.
Yes, thank you very much.
And they raised over $15,000.
Really?
Wicked.
Excellent.
Wicked. Great job.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and last week we had the Light It Up Green here.
Yes,
that was a real nice evening, too. It was a little cool, but...
The horse liked it.
But the horse liked it, yeah. Yeah, it was a real good evening, and it was for a good cause, and I'm sure they raised quite a few dollars for that. So I just wanted to mention that, and I think that's about it, is it?
Nope, I got a couple of others, if you bear with me. Because we have some councillors not here, I'll hold off on the first one. But I'd like to put a notice of motion in for the next council meeting. And that motion would be to change our hiring policy for all management positions to include the chair of admin and finance in all steps in the process.
And repeat that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to change our hiring policy format for all management positions to include the chair of admin and finance in all steps of the processes. As well.
Oh, in the hiring process?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And last but not least, I read our town newspaper yesterday, and I had some concerns, so I'm not going to drink that water now. My grandfather told me that a lot of people might still remember him, that the only fish that gets in trouble is the one that opens his mouth. So I guess I might get myself in trouble, but I'm hoping not. I had to again speak up in defense of my fellow councillors and in this council. The contents of an article in the paper yesterday, again, statements were made which depict this council, my fellow councillors, and us as a whole as disingenuous and cunning. And also states that we have a vendetta, my word, paraphrased, against this gentleman because we do not like to be challenged on issues, and also that we're misspending taxpayer money on this action that he perceives was against him. That's hogwash. It's self-serving drivel again. Let me explain why. And let me be perfectly clear. I'm amazed that this gentleman didn't applaud this council for the way that we handled the conflict of interest charges against him. We had just been elected. We were all new to the system. We were given a letter from the minister stating that we had to make sure that the processes were followed. When it landed on our table, we decided in a council meeting in front of the people, we passed a motion that said we would get a legal opinion. We would go to an expert because we weren't the expert, to find out what the story was and what actions we would be taking. Had we not done that, we might have made a decision that would have led to more costs for the gentleman and more costs for the town if we had messed up. It's no different than going to a traffic expert or an engineering expert when we want to get the information that's needed to make a decision. So the monies that was spent to get that expert, as the deputy mayor said, were monies well spent. If we had us bunch of newbies make that decision in the first couple of months of our tenure, we could be paying the price for a long time on both sides of the fence. The silly charge that there was a vendetta against him because he challenges us is also facetious and not true. I think this council has shown that we love conversation. We invite conversation and challenge, and we listen to conversation and challenge. So to set the record straight, we chose as a council to move forward after discussions with the minister's office, which, according to the report, there were none, but there were, in correspondence. To deal with the situation properly, and that's exactly what we did. We did it. We got the best possible outcome for the best possible price so that we can move forward and stop dealing with stuff from the past. We got too much ahead of us to be dealing with this past stuff. To our townspeople, we believe in you. Don't let anybody sway you from believing in us. And Pop said as well, don't be led down the garden path by anybody that's got an axe to grind. With that, I'm done.
Well said.
Now we'll have a drink.
Thank you, Councillor Hardin. And for the record, I always forget something. I didn't do the attendance.
Oh, yeah.
So for the record, we have Councillor Bartlett, Councillor Hardin, Town Manager Chris Milley, Deputy Mayor Laham, Deputy Town Clerk Claudine Murray, and myself. Thank you. We have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much.